to 17:16 Central African Time. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for allowing us into your space.
Now, we did allude to this earlier. This is such a fitting conversation. Now, we know that the class of 2024 are, of course, amidst their final matric exams. But they're not just facing academic pressure. They're also confronted by the harsh realities of an ever-evolving job market. Now, South Africa's youth unemployment rate, one of the highest in the world, has skyrocketed to 45.5% in the first quarter of this year, significantly higher than, of course, the national average of 32.9%. Here to chat to us about the impact of after-school programs, but also touching on, you know, Lights On After-School Initiative and how you can get involved, we are joined by the director and founder of the Advanced Educourse Foundation, Wendy Abrams. Wendy, a very good and blessed afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon, Natasha and Romeo, the CCFM listeners. And I would just like to thank you on behalf of all the after-school programs for this opportunity.
We would like to thank you for just giving us your time this afternoon. Of course, you could be doing anything, but you have chosen to chat to us about this very important conversation. Wendy, are you well? Are you blessed? On a scale of 1 to 10, has your week started off on a good note?
Yes, it has. I am blessed. I am well. We're very excited. We're busy preparing for a first Thursday exhibition taking place this coming Thursday. So, alles ist in Rep in Ruhr. And so, we're really just excited.
I love it.
Yes,
I love
thank
it.
You.
Now, Wendy Abrams is the director and founder, as I've mentioned, of Advanced Educourse Foundation. It helps young individuals navigate life's path with the right tools and human support. Driven by passion, Wendy has 16 years of experience in the after-school sector and experience as a teacher and counselor. Wendy currently sits on the ward committee for Ward 43, representing the youth sector. Wendy, for anyone who is, you know, unsure, a bit confused about after-school programs, what exactly are after-school programs?
You know, after-school programs is unlike aftercare and daycare centers. After-school program is a space for young people beyond the school bell where they come together. I think one of the things that we do is we ignite dreams, because often young people almost don't have permission to dream anymore because of the backgrounds that they come from. So our underserved communities, the young people from those communities, they almost do not want to dream anymore because of the hopeless state of some of our communities. And so after school programs is really a gap between home and education. For example, Advanced Educourse Foundation, we operate under four core pillars: education, psychosocial support, health and well-being, and arts and culture. And so young people come to the space after school, they get something to eat, and then they have options of different activities they would like to participate in. For example, assisting with school homework. Parents often have a full-time job and is unable to assist their children. And so that is the role that we play. Counseling under psychosocial support is a big thing, and we integrate that even with arts. And so we do therapeutic art sessions. So after-school programs is a space, it's a platform, it's a safe space for young people to be themselves.
I love that. Certainly a need in our society. Now, if you are someone that would like to collaborate with Advanced Educourse Foundation, or perhaps you just want to find out more, please drop your comments on 0617981075. I want to talk about job readiness. Please give us a few examples, of course, of after-school programs that provide job-ready skills.
Okay, so there's quite a few of after-school programs that do have those type of skills available for young people. And what the skills include is, for example, CV writing. It is critical thinking. It is skills to prepare for an interview. It is social media platform training, because often you're looking for a job, but your social media pages are not very professional. So we assist in that regard. Advanced Educourse, we have such programs. Ikamva, Love and Twana have career guidance programs. We have the SOZO Foundation that linked after school with skills programs. We have Boost SA. We have Dream Factory. So there's a lot of organizations that have job readiness skills available for young people. Many a times the young people come to an employment or job interview opportunity and they don't even know what to say. They don't have the words, and often they miss out on an opportunity. They might have the skill to, for example, serve, but they don't have the words to sell themselves. And so that is something that we also assist them with. So it's really the full package from the hard skills and the soft skills, and then also assisting with computer literacy. Many of the young people want to go. You know, the world now is going into a different direction. We're looking at the job markets now becoming more technologically advanced. And so we teach them skills like coding, computer literacy, just so that they have the right skills or a diverse set of skills to make better choices.
Really bridging that gap for our young people. Why would you say it has reached a critical point for those in the NGO education sector to future-proof young learners for the job market?
Yeah, I think there's Charlene. I would like to agree with Charlene Peterson Foster, Executive Director from the Learning Trust, who said after school programs act as critical interventions that can safeguard SA's youth against significant barriers in economic participation. One of the things we do is access to opportunities. So often there are these opportunities, but the young people in underserved communities don't necessarily know about them. They're not aware of these opportunities. So we're taking those opportunities to the communities. I'll give you an example of young people in our program that had absolutely no idea that they were able to create. So now they're attending our art classes, and now they come to discover, oh my word, I can actually do art.
Wow.
And so we expose them on different platforms. Our young people have exhibited at the Noble Foundation Museum. In fact, they were amongst 40 young people that opened the Learning Center with the artworks. Some of them were alongside a collection by Irma Stern, where they had to contribute and techniques, similar techniques alongside that exhibition. They've entered competitions, and they would not have had these opportunities if it were not for after-school programs. So we're really taking those opportunities into the communities, and we're closing the gaps. You also find that young people do not want to do math. They don't want to do science because they say, oh, it's too difficult. So they have that mindset. They probably were exposed to it and didn't understand it, and so they just completely do not have any interest in it. So we bring STEM back into the communities, and we make it fun. We partner. So, for example, our organization, we don't have the capacity to implement coding programs, but then we partner with organizations like Lady Code that come in, and they then facilitate these workshops. So another thing is empowerment and agency. You know, it's not just about the education, but it's about empowering them to shape their own futures. The future-proofing learners, they are the ones that have the confidence, they have the agency to navigate the job market on their own. So we walk this journey with them, but we don't want them to become dependent or enabled, but to have that confidence to walk out of our programs and do what they need to do to get things right. Our vision is a world where every young person can show up differently. So to look at myself, where can I make a change? It's not about better, but it's about different, you know?
Wow. Wendy, there's something else I'd love to ask you on, and that's something we saw, the Lights On After School Initiative. Can people get involved to support these, and how actually can people get involved to support these after-school programs as well?
Yes, it is sad that this is year five that we still need to amplify after-school programs, because after-school programs are making such a big difference in the lives of young people. But yet we are doing that. We are telling the public, we are sharing with stakeholders that this is what after-school programs are doing. It is bridging the gap. It is creating opportunities. And how people, they can partner with us, like other organizations that do have after-school programs that has not been heard or that we do not know of, for example. They already can reach out to us, and they can amplify after-school programs alongside us. They can go to our page, they can go to the Learning Trust Facebook page, and they will find information there. And then the general public, they can help us amplify after-school programs by just putting the lights on after-school program, advertising, reposting, volunteering in our spaces, coming with your skills, even if you feel you don't have a skill set, but you have the time, you just want to give up your time, you can come alongside us. You can just be in the space. You can help with serving. You can help with listening. You know, I shared with my staff the other day, I said, some of our young people, we did an evaluation, and some of them, actually, they just come because someone is listening to them.
Sure.
Some of them come because they get a plate of food to eat. Mm. So it's a holistic approach. And the young people don't always come just for education support or homework support or what project support. Some of them come because, yes, someone is listening to me. I feel heard, you know. So, if someone is retired out there and have time in the afternoon to commit, then yes, please do contact us. Come alongside and partner with us. Even helping us with fundraising. If you have a big friendship circle and you can assist with fundraising, that is amazing. We need the funds to continue with the work that we are doing.
Well, if their goal is to inform, to create opportunities whilst encouraging a spirit of excellence, to inspire, to encourage youth, to reach for their dreams, to ignite and to bring about a burst of goals and dreams. Mm-hmm. Wendy, thank you so much for your time and the work that you have started and continue to do for our community and our young people.
Thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. And then just for anyone wanting to contact you, can you repeat those contact details before we say goodbye?
Yes, sure. So they can contact me on my cell phone number, which is 078-141-3183. If they also need any information about the Learning Trust, I'm able to pass that on to them. Or they can email us, office@advancededucast.org.za. And we're also on Facebook, the name of our organization, the Learning Trust, is also on Facebook. They can just search the Learning Trust.
Fantastic. Wendy, again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity. Much appreciated.
All right then. Bless you.
All right then. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That is director and founder of Advanced Educourse Foundation, Wendy Abrams. As she's mentioned, you can reach out to her. Should you wish to collaborate, or simply pass on her details to someone else, or to a fellow young person who needs this opportunity or wants to get involved. And also have a look at their website. That's advancededucourse.org.za. It's been a phenomenal program. We've got a few minutes to just get into some of the conversations. It's informative, encouraging, thought-provoking.